Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Shad Darshana, Spiritual Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Purva Mimamsa, presented by Sri Ramakrishnan. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
And in the world, bring the pot, I say. Ghatam Aniya, bring the pot. So, there is another person to whom I am saying, bring the pot. He brings the pot. You are watching. You understand. When he says, bring the pot, it means to bring this object called pot here. To move it from other place to this place which where we are. So, this is the idea you get. So, the bring the pot, that order gives the idea that to remove something called pot, this object called pot from somewhere to this place. Take the pot, I say, this order is to remove this object called pot from this place to another place. So, here, who is the pramana? From where do you gain the knowledge? You gain the knowledge from the person who gives the order. The person who gives the order. So, it is Purusha Nishtha. The power of the world exists in the Purusha. You gain the knowledge from the Purusha who is ordering another Purusha, another person to do things. So, from there you understand it is in Purusha. Purusha Nishtha means it exists in the person. The commanding capacity exists in the person. But Vedas, there is no Purusha. It is not written by Purusha. We already saw it. Since it is not written by Purusha, where do you gain this knowledge? Ajeta, what does that mean? How do you gain the knowledge of this Ajeta? Veda, in Veda, there is no Purusha. So, how do you gain the knowledge? That what Ajeta means. So, you have to surrender to the Shastra, where it says it is called Bhavana. So, there are two parts in this Lingtva also, which is a Bhavana. One part is Shabdi Bhavana, the other part is Arthi Bhavana. That is what we are going to say. Bhavana, Ubhabhyam, Amshabhyam, Bhavana, Iva Ucchate. This Akhyata, the Pratyaya part, both these part is called Bhavana. Ubhabhyam, the Akhyata part and the Link part, both Amshabhyam, both these parts are called as Bhavana. What is Bhavana? Bhavana is this. Bhavana nama bhavituhu bhavananukulo bhavaitur vyapara visheshaha. So, through bhavana eva ucchate, bhavana eva ucchate, through this eva, we are negating the karta etc., the doer etc. So, it is bhavana. And what is bhavana? Bhavana nama bhavituhu. Bhavana anukula. Bhavaitur vyaparaha visheshaha. Bhavituhu. Whatever you want to be done. Bhavana anukula. And that which is anukula, that should not be a troublesome thing. That kind of thing. And bhavaitu, the karta for the doer. Vyapara Vishesha, the doer, Bhavaituhu Vyapara Vishesha, for the doer, a special kind of Vyapara transaction for the Bhavana Anukula, for the Bhavituhu, whatever you want to attain, the special transaction for whatever you want to attain, that transaction is called, that Bhavana Anukula, that transaction for attaining that Bhavituhu is called Bhavana. Bhavituhu, whatever you want to attain, whatever you want to get done. Bhavana Anukula, for that whatever you process you do. For the Bhavita, for the person Karta. So, this is called as Bhavana. Let us see. I want to eat. I want to eat food. Now, Bhavituhu, Kartuhu, I want to eat food. So, what should I do? For the food, bhavituhu. For the food to be cooked, bhavana anukula. I need to light, I need to ignite this stove and then cook the food. Bhavana Anukula Vyaparaha. And for this person, who? Bhavaituhu, for me to experience. The same way, Bhavituhu, Swarga, Bhavana Anukula, for that the means is Yaga, and Bhavita, for me to gain that Swarga. That Vyapara Vishesha is called Bhavana. Bhavana means some transaction, some special kind of transaction which helps the doer, the experiencer to attain whatever the object of experience is called Bhavana. Now, Sat, Vidha, and that Bhavana is of two types. One is Shabdi Bhavana, the other is Arthi Bhavana. Shabdi Bhavana, Arthi Bhavana Chaiti. So, this Bhavana is of two types. One is Shabdi Bhavana, the other is Arthi Bhavana. What is Shabdi Bhavana? Shabdi Bhavana, Tatra Purusha Pravritti Anukulo Bhavaitur Vyapara Vishesha Shabdi Bhavana. Shabdi Bhavana. Shabdi Bhavana means Tatra among the two Bhavanas Purusha Pravritti Anukula. For the Purusha to do something, that whatever is eligible, whatever is right, anukula, whatever is right or whatever is eligible for me, bhavaitur vyapara vishesha, for this person to attain this, that kind of vishesha vyapara is called shabdi bhavana. Shabdi bhavana. And sacha lingam shena uchyate, that is expressed through the ling part. The ling amsha, ling part. Ling part is this ling, let, lot, tavya, etc. So through that it is expressed. Two parts, akhyatatva, lingtva, we said. Through the ling part, shabdi bhavana is what is expressed. Okay. Ling shravane, how do you gain that knowledge? Ling shravane, I am mam pravartyeti, mat pravartya anukula vyaparavan, I am iti niyamena pratitehe. When you understand, when you hear some command, some injunction, you gain this knowledge that this command, this sentence is prodding me to do this job. This command is letting me know that this job is something which I have to do. This knowledge you gain. From the link part, you understand that this sentence is making me to do such and such job. Now, yedi asmad shabdat niyamatah pratiyate tat tasya vachyam. Yedi asmad, whatever, yasmat, through whatever, yasmat shabda, through whichever shabda, word, niyamatah pratiyate, regularly, see, I say pot, today the pot is, means pot, that which has potness. Tomorrow is also the same. Pot means that which has potness. Day after tomorrow, it will be the same. Pot means pot, that which has potness. Yesterday, day first day, 10 years back, 10 years later, at any point of time, pot means pot is that which has potness. Ghatatvavan ghataha. So, here, niyamataha pratiyate, whatever, when you listen to it, in regularity, whatever knowledge it gives, that is its meaning, vachyam. Pot gives the meaning of that which has potness. So, that is its meaning. Yatha, he says, gam anaya iti asmin vakye go shabdasya gotvam. When I say gam anaya, bring me the cow. So whatever I bring, that is what is the meaning of cow. Cow, the object and its meaning. They are different. Though they are different, because of the sankara, because of the confusion, we think they are all same. The object, this is what we saw in yoga. The object, the name and its knowledge. So, when you say the name, it relates with the object, and that with that object it gives the knowledge. So, this means that this go, this word go means this object. Go, which gives this meaning, knowledge, go, cow. So, that is the meaning here.
Shabdhya laukika vaidika bhedao.
So, shabdhya, see, in the visheshna they accept the shab, the shakti. In the visheshna they accept the shakti. Why is it is said purusha pravarti anukula vyaparaha? Because the Mimamsakas they accept Ananya Labhyo hi Shabdartha. Shabdas, the Shabdas Artha, the meaning of the word is Ananya Labhyo. It cannot be gained from any other place. It can be gained only from the place where it is produced, wherever it is Shastra or by Laukika. Wherever. So Ananya Labhyo. Pravrti and Anukula is Ananya Labhyo. Where this there is Pravrti and Anukula, this kind of a Pravrti and Anukulatva, Pravrtitva and Anukulatva does not exist. As Pravrti means an effort and Anukula which is conducive, where does that does not exist, that is called Ananya Labhyo. So, Shabdhya Laukika Vaidika Bhedao. This Shabdhi Bhavana, there are two, there is a difference in the Laukika Shabdhi Bhavana and the Vaidika Shabdhi Bhavana. Because I say, bring the cow. That also gives me the meaning that it is, he is ordaining me, he is ordering me to bring the cow. Sarga Kama Yajeta, that also gives the meaning that the Vedas is ordering me to give the, to do this yaga. So, in the Loka and in the Veda, the order part is common. But what is the difference between this Loka and Veda? So, he says, the difference is this. Sacha vyapara visheshaha laukika vakye purusha nishtho abhipraya visheshaha. Vaidika vakye to purusha bhavat lingade shabda nishtha eva ata eva shabdi bhavaneti vavariyate. So, this word, in the world, is established, exists in the purusha. Therefore, it has a pramana in that purusha. But in the Vaidika Vakya, in the scriptural sentence, Veda sentence which is found in the Vedas, there is no purusha. Veda is not written by a purusha. Therefore, it has no relationship to the purusha, the person. Therefore, abhava, its absence is there. Therefore, linga, the nishtayava, it exists only in the linga. In the world, it exists in the person who speaks. In the Vaidika, in the Shastras, in the Vedas, it exists in the Ling. Not in the Vedas also. It exists in the Ling part of the Veda. That center word. Because Veda is not Purusheya. Apurusheyam Vakyam Veda. That which is not written by Purusha, a person is called Veda. They give Veda, Paurusheya, people say Veda, Paurusheya, Veda is Paurusheya, is written by Purusha. Vakyatva, it's a sentence. You see the explanations about river, you see explanations about the tree, etc. So, it is also Vakya. And, Bharatadi Vakyavat, like the Mahabharata, etc. Mahabharata is also written by somebody, you know, it's Vyasa, written by Vyasa. So, this also has to be written by someone. Vakya ucharnata asmat kartru dosh. If you accept that, then there will be a dosha that it is, that whatever written has some prejudice attached to it. You believe it or not, you like it or not, there will be some attachment or some hatred towards something or other. So, any vakya explained, uttered by any person will have some prejudice. So, if you accept this,
in the Vedas, the Kartrutva in the Vedas, then Vedas also have a prejudice. There will be a problem. So, it is not just because for that reason we are accepting Vedas to be Apurusheya. Vedas are Apurusheya because you don't see who is the author of Mahabharata, Vyasa, you say immediately. Who is the author of Ramayana, Valmiki? You have a tradition, you have a knowledge of the author. But there is some text. Who is the author of that text? Some text? I don't know. Because the author's name is not remembered. Text is existing, but the author's name is not remembered. So, that text also, I will say, that text, this, some name. So, that text is also Apurusheya. It's not written by person. Why? Because the author's name is not known. You cannot give this logic. Because Vedas are different from the other text. In what way? There is a tradition of transmission here. The first day, whichever guru transmitted it, in the same way till now we see the transmission happening. So, if there is an author for this Veda, then it would have been handed over. See, each words, without any difference in the intonations, they are handed over. So, if they are so particular, to make this point very clear, they start with a Samhita, they just chant the general, the whatever say, the line is, they chant it. Samhita Pata, they call it. Then, they go to the next stage called Pada Pata. They'll break each Padas and they'll start. Then, Krama Pata. They'll shift one Pada and two Pada like a dance they'll do. Then, Gana Pata, final. So, Jata Krama, now final they do till only this Ganapata. The person who does this Ganapata is called Ganapati. Now, this Ganapata also is a different kind of, it's all mathematical. 1, 2, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 2, 3, something like that they'll do. Now, why is it done like that? There should be no chance of error. In Samhita Pata, studying it orally, generally, without any change, there is a possibility of making any mistakes in the chanting. So, in the next third, fourth level, there is no chance. Once one studies it, he can chant the Vedas upside down. You ask him anything, and I have seen people who have no knowledge of alphabets. They are illiterates in that sense. They cannot write, they cannot read. Even for receiving the money which is given as a gift for them to, because he was asked, okay, now you chant this Anuvaka, this from this chapter. He made an error. I was invited. So they asked somebody to chant. It is kind of exam. He made an error. He said, what? He said, no, give me one chance. This is so simple. You made an error. Now give me one chance. Another chance. If I make any error, then okay. I will not do this again. No more tests, no more exams. He said, okay. He's so, you know, his strength is so much. He said, okay. They gave him another chance. There was no error again. So, he did it. Everything perfect. So, he is the one who won the exam. So, they gave him some money as a gift. So, they wanted to have a signature in some ledger for that money. He said, I thump impression. He wanted the pad. He said, I want a pad. Why? I can't read or write. I am in illiterate. He knows Vedas by heart from first page to the last page. But he has not seen any pages. That is the beauty. He says, I don't know how to read or write. So, people are like that. So, but still, he has not made any error in the chanting. So, it is transmitted so strictly, there can be no scope for error. If it is like that, then how can they say, they leave out this author's name? They should have definitely said, explained the author's name also and his life also, because it's transmitted like that. It is not done like that. There is no author's name because there is no author for it. And how do you explain the explanations of tree, river, etc.? Dhata, yapta, purum, akalpayan, etc. We use in Vedanta. The creation is based on the Shrutis. The Shruti is not based on the creation. The creation is based on the Shruti. So that is why the whole of nature is as it is in the Shruti. So, Shabdi Bhavana, Atayeva Shabdi Bhavaniti Vyavakriyate. That is why since it is established in the Ling portion, in the Ling Tva, that is the Vedas, there it is said as Shabdi Bhavana. That is called as the Ling portion, is called Shabdi Bhavana. It is established not in the Purusha, but in the suffix. Therefore, it is called Shabda. Shabda, because of Shabda, you gain the Shabdi. Shabdi Bhavana. That is why we say it is Shabdi Bhavana. That Shabdi Bhavana has three parts. We will see. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purna Purnamadachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.